Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 289. My name is Christopher Kiel, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. And good. Jeff Chorney.
What up?
Yeah. What up indeed. Today we are talking about what's in the box. We asked you guys what's in the box. We asked you guys if you wanted the dick in the box. Don't want the dick in the box. So
well then fuck, what are we doing here?
We asked you guys what you thought should be in the box with the new systems. So we have a couple of responses for that. We'll talk about it for a little bit after the break. Before that, we're going to do distractions and news, and then afterwards we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. We don't have one yet, so maybe we'll figure that out along the way.
No. Doubt it.
All right. We'll see.
We'll post it 2 days before we record.
Evo, right.
We'll delay. Yeah, Evo, what'd you think? We'll delay the show, recording the show a day, and then post it the day before we're supposed to record.
Sounds like a plan.
This week. All right.
We're getting good at that.
How are things going? Jason, what's up?
Hey, man. It is Evo day, and I'm currently watching Evo kind of off to the side. It's in my peripheral. I can't hear it, though, which kind of sucks. Anyway, yeah, happy Evo,
everyone. Persona, who cares?
Yeah, they're not playing anything you're interested in, right?
Yeah. Fighting game of... Wait, not fighting game. Fighting tournament of the year. There we go. Yes. I'm a little out of it today. I don't know if you can tell. I'm exhausted, and I'm a little punch drunk. In fact, Lisa came home... And at one point she was like, "Are you drunk already?" And I'm like, "No."
What makes you think that, honey?
Loopy. Also a little drunk.
Just walking around naked, nothing but headphones on.
I don't even want to get into it. I was just being stupid. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm all right. Grumpy. But whatever.
Such a grumpus.
I know. I don't know what it is. I can't explain it. So I'm just going to be like, all right, it is what it is, and try and make the most of it. But hanging out with you jerks.
Have another drink.
I'm working on that. Holy man. Hey, what's up with you guys?
Jeff, what's up?
Last week I was supposed to do that whole golf. actually, I didn't record with you guys last week, did I?
Nope.
Was it last week I didn't record with you guys?
No, yes, you guys did. You recorded with us last week.
Pitch Perfect.
Week 4.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Pitch Perfect. That's right. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. You know, the 2-part hour long show that we
that's
did?
Right. That's right. I was supposed to do that whole golfing Bachelor of the Bachelor thing. That fell through because Tanya's car decided to be stupid on Saturday when I was going to drive a couple towns over to go to this golf thing. Her muffler decided to take a big shit. So didn't end up doing that. So I ended up couple people came over and we played some fighting games for a bit. And then we went to, went out for like a Brazilian steakhouse dinner thing. Me and a few of my, there's about 4 of us. And then after that, we just hit up a bar afterwards and had some drinks. And then I came home relatively early for Saturday. I think I was probably home by like 2 a.m, which is early when all the guys go out and stuff like that. But it was fun. It was ridiculously hot and just weird, just all sweating, just walking around. It was gross. So humid. But that was that. I saw Pacific Rim today, though.
How was that?
Awesome.
Oh, so good. Lisa, so we gotta good. Go see Pacific Rim this weekend.
I heard that it's kind of Starship Troopery, and the fact that the action's really, really cool, but the acting and characters are kind of meh.
Oh, the characters, I wouldn't compare it to Starship Troopers at all, really, except for the fact that the acting is kind of not good and there's really no character development, but the action
I give no fuck
phenomenal.
Yeah, yes. And that's the thing, it's like this the expectation for this movie is shit blows up with giant robots, and that's not, it's even, like
it's yeah the
did
sound.
They nail those 2 points?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm sold.
That's all that matters. Big fucking monsters, big fucking robots, shit getting beat up, the best special effects I've ever seen in my life. Like, to me, this is like, you know, you see like Jurassic Park for the first time when you're younger and you're like, those are the best special effects I've ever seen. Then you'll see like, I don't know, I'm going backwards here. I was going to say Terminator 2, but this is like that for me. Like every shot, I was like, this is like the most visually pleasing movie I've probably seen in like the last like 10 years. It's really, really well done with the action, the way that everything, the shots are with the action. You know, like Michael Bay's like Transformers is ridiculously hard to follow battles because it's so close up and
I agree.
This is not like that. Like, there's some shots that are like that, but yeah, you can. It's really good. I enjoyed it. We're originally not going to see it today, and I had an impromptu day off work today, and then Tanya's like, "Hey, I know you want to see that movie," because I was like, "We have to go see this." And every time we watch the trailer, she's like, "No." I'm like, "Come on, it's going to be so awesome." And all right, let's go see it. you're off, I'm off early. So like, okay, we'll go see it.
Is that why you bought her Animal Crossing? Is like a trade-off?
No, we're actually, I was like actually looking for Animal Crossing for the last couple of weeks, but it's been sold out everywhere. So we went to a mall first they had one there at the EB Games. I was like, oh shit, I'll grab it. So
sold.
Yeah, that's about it. That's what we did today. And now I'm here doing this. So we've got a barbecue pool thing to go to tomorrow. And that should be fun. And right now it's Jamaica up in my apartment and it's boiling as shit. So
yeah, I'm on.
Yeah. All weather. Right. Yeah, I'm on.
All right.
Chris.
Yeah, not a whole lot. Work is work. Family things are going okay. Mom is progressing. She made some really good strides this week. So that's been a positive. So staying positive on that front. So it's been a good week for her so far, and that's very, very good. That's about it. You know, nothing. Oh, wait. We are planning on bringing Liam to see Despicable Me 2.
Nice.
Whoa.
I want to see that. So, that's next on my list.
We're dropping off Alora at the in-laws, and then we're gonna. Well, actually, they're coming here, and then we're gonna go see Despicable Me 2 with Liam.
Is this the first theater experience?
Second theater experience. They went to see. What did they see? Ice Age 3.
Okay.
Just like a couple weeks ago at like a dollar theater over here. Okay. But she brought Alora too. It was during the day. It was during the day, dollar theater, you know, it was kind of like a mom's thing. So a lot of moms with their kids. So it was kind of understandable that, you know, there might be babies crying, that kind of thing.
What if you didn't understand that? Like, what if you weren't part of that email chain or that group?
It was
you
like just the went there, worst thing ever.
Like, God, I can't believe I missed Ice Age 3. Dude, it's at the Dollar Theater. I'm going to go during the day when nobody's there.
Yeah, I'm going to get stoned with my buddies.
And then you find out that there's a bunch of mothers with their babies, and you say, okay, well, that's it was only a dollar, and you walk out.
Like, I feel so bad for being so stoned right now, but these kids are all hilarious.
But they only made it through about half the movie for that one because Alora started to act up. So, we figured that, according to her, that Liam was in, you know, just attentive to the movie the entire time he was sitting in there. So,
nice.
We're hoping that it goes the same way. And he has not seen the first one yet, but, you know, he's 3.5. I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference.
What the hell is going on? I don't understand this character's motivation. Dad!
Is anyone going to get it?
Am I supposed to know what's going on here?
Wait a second.
Actually, we also brought him up to my dojo yesterday because in October, he's going to be able to start. So we brought him by just to kind of meet the director and to let him watch some people actually doing it. And at first, he was a little scared because, you know, everybody's yelling, you know, when they, you know, everyone's ki-eyeing when they punch and kick. So it kind of got him a little, he was a little jittery at first, but then he started watching what they were doing and he started getting into it. He like put his hands up like in a fighting, like in a blocking position. I was like, all right, this might work. So,
awesome.
That's going to be in October. He'll be able to go. And then I think I'm going to probably go back about, a month to a month and a half earlier and bring him with me and let him watch me do it.
Right.
So that he can at least get the idea. And then I'm going to actually join his class and I'm going to work with the instructor helping the kids.
Maybe one of the Rikkyo generations will get a black belt one of these days.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Probably both my kids.
It's all on Liam.
It'll be both my kids. Both of my kids wind up with him, I'm sure. But that's it for me.
Shit, right. That's our show. This is a four-part, 15-minute show, right? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think so. Let's talk about games.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah,
somebody go before me. I got to remember what I played.
Jeff, go ahead.
I haven't played a lot of anything. I went back to some like older games. I played some Mirror's Edge. I played the first hour of that the other day just because I was like, why the fuck not?
Does it hold up?
Yeah, I think it still does hold up. Okay. You do anything to do with gun?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Combat stuff, then it's until you have terrible.
Until you have to counter someone with a gun, and then it just doesn't work.
It's not even the countering part that's bad. It's if you screw up the whole like countering while you're in motion, it's just like it stops you dead. And that game, once the flow's gone, it just takes the fun totally out of it.
Yeah, I agree.
But the first hour in that game is really, really good. I like it. Played some more Tomb Raider. I'm going back to some of my games that I really like this year and. That game's still, like, I played probably through about half of it. And I was like, I'll play it for like an hour. I ended up playing it for like 3 hours.
Have you beat that one yet?
Did you finish it? Okay.
I've beaten it once, yeah.
Okay, okay. So you're halfway through your second playthrough.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
I'm probably about halfway through my second playthrough. That game is a lot prettier than I remembered. I'm like, damn, this game is fucking good looking. And
it's
then
a good looking game.
It fun. Is. They need to make a sequel. I know, like, Square were bitching that it sold only 6 million copies and they still didn't.
Oh, no, no, 4 million.
Well,
no,
I mean, they took a risk with, you know, virtually unknown IP, you know. And,
oh, yeah.
It was something no that they didn't think anybody would buy. Yeah. Wasn't it the best selling Tomb Raider?
Yeah. Oh, no, it sold a lot. 4 million is a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, 4 million is a ton. It's like if you can't make money off of 4 million sales,
your budget's fucked.
There's something wrong. You're doing it wrong.
Exactly.
You know? So.
I beat Gunslinger on Xbox Live Arcade. Okay. Still recommend that, game.
That was the Kinect one, right?
No. That's Gunstringer. I don't have Kinect.
Gunslinger, Gunstringer is a thing.
No, Gunslinger is the good one. It's Call of Juarez Gunslinger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's actually the Western shooter. It's actually really fun. I recommend
it. It's like $10 on Steam right now, too.
Then get it. For anyone who likes first-person shooters and, like, I don't like Western stuff. And this is up there with Red Dead Redemption for me in terms of Westerns. I like it a lot.
G'day.
Played some Muramasa. I started another playthrough on, can't remember the girl's name, but on her side. Yes, that's it. And I got to about the same part I got to with the dude. Like, not even though you don't play the exact same levels and same order.
Yeah, same act. Like, you guys like the same act?
Same act. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. See, I actually,
there's no difference between the two, which kind of bugs me.
There's no difference in the way they play. And that's probably one of the biggest flaws of the game. And that's why, like, on the Wii version, I beat it with Momohime, and I never went back to play it again with Kazuki. Is that it?
It's Kazuki. I had something like that.
I never went back and played it with him. However, on the Vita, because I could pick it up and play it in small chunks, I've already beaten the game with Momohime, and I'm.
So you went back and played with the same character you already beat it with the first time?
I did. Yeah, I did.
That was interesting.
And now I'm on Act, I want to say 5, with Kitsune. So I'm playing it a lot more, and I have to say that it pretty much made up my mind that I'm getting Dragon's Crown for the Vita first.
Yeah. Well, isn't it? Is it cross by Dragon's Crown?
It is not cross by. It's not cross by.
Right?
What the fuck?
There's not even like a package deal that you can get. I don't think. Wow. So if there was, I'd jump on it. But yeah, it's $50 for the.
So at least cross platform play.
No, from what I understand, it is not.
So I'll get them on Vita too then.
Yeah. So I'm just from the amount that I'm playing and the amount that I'm enjoying Muramasa on the Vita, it's pretty much just made up my mind that I have to get that game on the Vita because it just makes more sense.
Yeah.
You know. So because when I'm gaming after like everyone goes to bed, I'm playing something on my TV and that's what I'm doing. So it's easier to pick up and play, you know, at random times on the Vita. So I'll probably just do that.
Gotcha. And the other game was Borderlands 2. I don't know if we didn't want to jump in that right now or not. We started playing that, the three of us.
We did.
Last Monday, did we start playing? Monday or Tuesday?
We played Monday, and I think we played Wednesday.
I fucking love that game so much.
Yeah.
It's so much more fun when you're playing with people.
It really is. It is a significantly better experience when you're playing with people. So, it's a fantastic game. I love it.
That's it. That's everything. And like the regular, like Injustice. I played some Injustice last week, and that's of course going to be there. Some kind of fighting game of some weather is going to be set every week. And
yeah,
same
actually,
here.
No, we played Street Fighter AE last week, didn't we, on PC?
Which is also a fighting game, and we played some of that. I imagine there might be some fighting games tonight after podcast. The aforementioned, mandatory fighting games, played some of that. Borderlands 2, just mentioned as well. Do still love that game. Great to play.
And you're playing with the new guy, too, right?
Yeah, Creed.
The psycho.
It fucks me up because I keep thinking it's a fucking enemy.
I know. I keep trying to shoot him.
I'm like, fuck, that's Jason.
That's okay. There's actually a power in one of his trees where you gain more meter if your friends shoot you. Yeah.
Ha! That's awesome.
But it does.
They anticipated that very issue,
probably. So it might be a good trade off. Who knows? I don't fully understand his his berserker power yet. It's not like Brick where you're just like a monster and just like completely invulnerable or anything like that. So I find myself dying an awful lot whenever I use it. But he does have a ranged attack. He can throw his axe, and I've been trying to do that a little bit more. That's been working out. And I think halfway down the particular tree I'm in, explosives get attached to his axe. Nice. Somebody throws it, it's just like a big boom. So
that's awesome.
Working up to that.
Very cool.
You know, there's still, two of the DLC expansions that I have not even played yet. So
yeah, I haven't played any of them. So that's what I'm really hoping that we get to.
I haven't played a character past level 10. So.
This is true. So yeah, we're all in like newish territory. So we got to just keep at it. I think we should do like at least one day a week. We should play Borderlands, and we should just continue that.
So it's going to take us a while before we can get up to some of the DLC. And I think maybe around like level 20, I think we can start hopping into that stuff.
Yeah, of course.
And we're not too far away. I think we're like level 11 right now.
Yeah, I think we stopped at 11.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
There we go. We'll get to it eventually. But no, it's super fun to play with you dudes.
Absolutely.
I haven't been playing too much else. I think after I played, The Last of Us, it was such a heavy, heavy game. I really needed just some downtime, like a palate cleanser. And I think I mentioned Project Crosszone.
You mentioned that last week.
I've been playing like nothing but that game. Like,
really?
Yes, it's like constantly. I love it, but not for the right reasons. Like, I mean, it's a huge crossover game.
You love it for all the references.
Yeah, I love all that. There's a ton of fan service and there's a ton of eye candy, but that's really about as far as it goes. The storyline is completely convoluted. I just skip past it, and I hate doing that, but it gets so tedious. It's like each stage they're like, oh my god, what are we doing here? Oh wow, those same guys popped up.
Funny.
Wow, this is so confusing. We're in a different world. Why are we here?
Everybody, I don't understand.
Who are you? I'm this person. Wow, I kind of saw you in that one game before. It's just fucking, it's the same thing over and over and over again.
Oh, did you find me in Tekken, which you could play on the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 console? That is where I saw you at.
It's super rough. And like, there's no continuity. It's like, okay, these people have obviously been in a game together, but in this world they haven't met before. It's just fucking, just throw it out the window. I don't care. I really don't care.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, the tactical combat, the engine, the system is very bare bones. It's there's leveling up and everything, and there's experience points and shit like that, but you can't like buy items. You just find items, and they'll give them to you like as soon as you defeat an enemy. So there's no like stores that you have to go to or anything like that. But the combat is kind of cool. It's fun in that it's very straightforward. It's combo based and it's juggle heavy, and that's really where you get like the most experience points and do the most damage as well. So there's the four cardinal directions plus the attack button, and each of those will do like a string of attacks which juggle the enemy. So you just do like A, and it'll hit them a few times and knock them up in the air. But then you have to time it right, so when they're coming down, you hit a different direction and the attack button again. And you can also call in your partners and support and shit like that. But the trick is to find which attacks string into other attacks the best to maximize damage. And it's not super challenging. It's very straightforward, simplistic, but it's fun. And that's really the best way to describe it. That's really all that matters.
I think someone like you or someone like who plays a lot of fighting games or like us or like just likes Namco and Capcom would probably get more enjoyment out of it than someone who actually wants like a tactical RPG.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's what I'm getting from it.
It's very, very light on the tactical side of things. There are some stages where it's just like they just throw so many enemies at you where you're just like, fuck, I am never going to be able to do this. But it's balanced well enough where it's like, I just eke it out every time, it seems like. So
nice.
So, and I'm not, the greatest tactical person, so I'm doing
something. Not gonna lie, when I picked up Animal Crossing for Tanya, I looked at that and I was like, yeah, maybe we'll get that. I'm like, no, I'll get Animal Crossing.
It's super fun, and I cheated and I looked ahead to see how many stages there were, and I'm barely halfway through it, and I'm about 30 hours in, I think.
Holy 25, shit.
30 hours, yeah.
Wow. Nice, man.
It's meaty. It's but it's fluff. I guess it's a shitload of fucking candy.
It's fluffy meat.
Yeah. But man, it tastes good though. Like the sprites are really, really well done. And like half the fun is seeing these chain attacks. And they're rips. Well, not they're not rips, but they're modeled exactly after you know, the characters, their attacks and these.
Oh, there's like FADCs so, and shit.
There is. Yeah. One of the supers with a Ryu in Kenya, he actually does an FADC. It's like, you know, a light Shori. And then you see him like cancel out of it and dash forward and then do the ultra afterwards. I'm like, that's a fucking FADC. Oh my God. That's so awesome. Anyway. Yeah. I've been playing a lot of that apparently. And,
yeah. All right.
I don't know. That's about it. What you got, Chris?
I have nothing more to add. Because I played Muramasa, Borderlands, and Star Trek, and that's it. So
that's
about it.
All right, then.
Yeah, so I don't really have anything else to add.
Cool.
But I'm trying to think. There's got to be something else I played. And
it's been a slow couple weeks, man. Like
It really has. I keep wanting to get back to Last of Us, but I can't motivate myself to dive back into that world, you know?
Yeah.
So.
To be honest, it is kind of... I think it's like the beginning of it's really, really dark and stuff, but I find like about halfway or not even halfway, it doesn't lighten up really, but it feels more gamey, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's not more like, oh, this is just fucking miserable. It's not really quite like that. But
yeah, I'll get back into it. It's just that
at some point.
I keep saying I'm going to get back to it. And then it's like, hey, let's play Borderlands. All right. Let's play, you know,
yeah.
Definitely more fun playing that right now. So. But yeah, I'll definitely get back to it soon. But let's move on. Let's talk about some news.
Right. Yeah.
First news is kind of a downer. I think we all hear, like, definitely a lot of our listeners. I mentioned them probably almost every show we do. Are a fan of Giant Bomb, Giant Bombcast. Those guys have been around forever since before we started podcasting, and they were some of the reasons why I got into podcasting back when they were all part of GameStop.
Right.
But Ryan Davis actually passed away. Last, I guess it would have been a week ago.
It was the 5th, today. I think.
It was the 3rd. I think July 3rd.
July 3rd.
Just before the 4th of July, yeah.
Yeah. So about a week and a half. And
34 years old.
And he just got married, too. I mean, I just...
That's one of the worst parts, yeah.
I know. I mean, I look at this, and I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure, Jason, you're in the same boat. Jeff, I can't remember exactly how old you are, but are you 33 34. Or
34? 34.
Okay. And, I mean,
same age he was.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, I look back, and I'm like, he was younger than I was, man. And, you know, this happened, and, you know, it's just... And it's weird, too, because, you know, this is not the first... the first, you know... loss that we've taken in the gaming industry. I mean, we had the what's his name, the Oculus Rift guy that got hit by a car.
Yeah.
And it's just it's like it's scary just how quickly things can end for a person. And you know, it's love what you have. That's what it's about. Yeah. Love what you have.
This one actually hit me. Like, I was like choked up about it.
Well, yeah, I mean Giant Bomb is not going to be the same without Ryan.
No, and it's someone like, you know? I never personally knew the guy, but I listened to him every single week since probably 2005.
And okay, and this is, I don't know, I don't know how bad this sounds, but it's like when Jason and I were at E3,
mm-hmm.
We were sitting outside of the building of one mm-hmm. of the main halls.
It's 2010, right?
2010. Yeah. And so we're sitting there. We're just chilling out. You know, we had a full day and we just went and relaxed. And, you know, I looked over and the entire Giant Bomb crew was there just chatting. Like,
nice.
They were just, you know, we were sitting on a bench. They were standing over in like a little circle and they were chatting. And I was halfway tempted to just walk over there and say, hey,
you should have, man.
And that's the thing. It's like, I'm kicking myself right now because I could have just gone over them and say, hey, you know, we're here doing a podcast too. And I just want to let you guys know that, you know, what you guys do is very influential on other independent podcasts like ours. And, you know, I really appreciate what you guys do. So,
yep.
And now I'm kicking myself for not doing that because, you know,
Al Fighters met them a few times and Ryan Davis actually remembered him by name since the first time they met. And they met at PAX, I think, 3 years ago, just briefly, and he remembered, and like, St. Ace has met him a few times, like, a lot of people met him, apparently they're like, he was like one of the nicest guys, like the most laid back guys in the industry, like he was just always smiling, he would talk to you like he knew you forever, he wasn't one of those guys who tried to like brush you away, and this is a guy who blocked me from Twitter. So this is like, I laugh at it now, especially because the whole situation was hilarious. I still blame Captain Harlock to this day. It was all his fault. But it's like the guys, you know, look at all the tribute videos they're putting on there. Listen to the last Bombcast. They actually did record a Bombcast last week, or this week, I should say.
Good.
Just reminiscing about good stories about him, and it was a good podcast if you listen to it. And it was, you can tell the guys really wanted to do it because it took their mind off the sadness for a while. They're just reminiscing of the like dumb shit he did, funny shit he did, and just it was, it's really good. If you guys want to go check it out, it's the last Bombcast they released.
I will definitely get to it. I'm trying to catch up on all my shows right now, and I'm still like three or four behind. But I'll definitely get to it.
But rest in peace, Ryan Davis. You'll always be in a lot of gamers' memories and hearts forever. And I think you kind of touched everyone at some level at some point.
Yeah, people that are extremely down to earth and extremely passionate about, you know, things that you love, it's easy to make a connection with them, you know, especially when they're such nice people. And, you know, Brian and all those dudes over at Giant Bomb are super, super cool. And I love them. And, dude, it is rough losing somebody like that in this industry. But, I mean, if you know them, you know, half as well as you think you do, you know, they want you to just kind of look back and say, hey, that was awesome. But move on.
Good shit. Yep.
As well. I mean, you know, we can go back and forth about how sad it is. And it really is because, you know, Giant Bomb won't be exactly the same. But, you know, they've got a...
Yeah, he hosted the thing. I mean, now, you know, who's moving forward? I mean, the show is going to be never the same because they're all going to be different people without Ryan there, first of all. And then the show's going to be different because Ryan's not hosting anymore.
There'll be some growing pains. But you know what? I mean, everybody loves everybody at Giant Bomb, you know, so...
Yeah,
things will just be different, but
exactly.
And they're losing. What's his name too?
Patrick Kleppard left a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Right, that's who it was. Yeah. And he moved to Chicago. Yeah,
he's still staying on.
He's still staying on. He's writing. He's just not doing the podcast.
Yeah. Right. He's a damn good news guy. I gotta say,
he's the one who broke the whole Microsoft thing.
Yep.
Like before anyone else had it, he broke that shit up there. And yeah, I remember when he was a fucking intern at 1UP.
Yeah.
Years ago,
yeah,
and it was like, who's the guy with the fucking afro?
I know.
But yeah, good luck to Giant Bomb guys. I'm sure they'll pull through and take the time off. But we'll miss Ryan, and yeah,
love
always positive memories.
Love you guys.
Sorry, guys.
All right, more uplifting shit. Ratchet and Clank hasn't been a good game since what, a crack in time, probably.
Is that the one? There was two on the first two on PS3 were good.
That was the second one on PS3.
You're talking about playing Future Tactics. Wait, well, I can't remember the name of it. Never mind.
Well, Insomniac announced they're actually making another one. Actually, Insomniac proper is going to be doing Ratchet and Clank Into the Nexus. It's going to be coming out this fall. IGN got the exclusive on that. I believe you can check that out on their website. Some gameplay footage and stuff. They're going back to Roots Ratchet and Clank, none of this all for one stuff, and or like up your arsenal where it's kind of like arena's going to be story driven, funny. Good. You know,
that's where it needs to be. That's where that game does best.
Seriously, what is that game? God,
which one?
Full Frontal Assault.
Full Frontal Assault, the cross-buy one.
Super good.
It was Up Your Arsenal, and then was that? Yeah, it was Full Frontal Assault, the one Vita and PS3.
Yes, that is the one. And then there was All for One before that.
Yes.
And then there was the two futures, Tools of Destruction.
That was the first one.
And then Crack in Time. And then there was the downloadable one.
That was really good. Quest for Booty.
That's it. Yeah. That one was really good. It's probably about 3-4 hours long, but it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
So yeah, so check that out. It's going to be coming out.
Weird. So many Ratchet and Clank games this gen.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's six games we're talking about.
You can't really count two of them though.
I count them all, man. There's six games in the franchise that came out, so
that's crazy.
That's
borderline milking it for what it's worth, but it's not really milking when they don't, I guess, sell extremely well. But that's a lot. That's one per year.
I still need to play Full Frontal Assault. I have it. I just haven't played it yet.
Which I was one? Kidding all? About it being super fun. It's just kind of there.
Yeah.
Which
I've heard that. So Full Frontal.
Oh yeah, I never played that. Yeah.
It's not bad. Anyway, move on.
Smash Brothers.
It was a budget title.
Smash Brothers. A bunch of people, like Evo was this weekend, or I guess last weekend when you're listening to this. People voted for what the last game was that was going to be in competition for Evo, and Smash Brothers Melee for the GameCube won by a landslide. And not only that, if you voted, you had to donate money to breast cancer. And I think they raised $95,000 to put towards breast cancer research.
Smashing previous records.
Yeah. And then Nintendo the day before EVO officially started, or 2 days before EVO started, came out and said, hey guys, we're not going to let you stream our game
online. All right, so hold up. No, it wasn't Nintendo. It was Nintendo's legal department, like a third party legal team. And
yeah,
this happens. Facebook this to happens sign a lot. Yeah. Well. All right. So this happens a lot, like with Let's Players on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
where their videos will randomly get taken down and shit like that. That's usually by Nintendo legal team, not necessarily PR or anything.
Sure,
like that.
But this is Nintendo PR that came out and said they confirmed what's it called? SRK, I guess, was the first people to break.
No, it was legal team. It was legal team. I'm 100% on this.
Oh, it wasn't PR. They were not allowed to. It wasn't that videos getting taken down. It was they were not allowed to stream at all.
They got word that there was some big tournament going on with an IP that they legally owned. So they just freaked out and they said, "Oh, we own the rights to this. You can't do this and you can't do this." And it was just a blanket, "Don't do that." And everybody freaked out. And I assume PR finally got involved and said, "No, actually, it's cool that you guys do it. Legal team, back off." And they did. So I think there's a lot less controversy in this than what people are making it out to be.
Maybe, I don't know. Nintendo's track.
I mean, that sounds very likely though.
It sounds likely, but also Nintendo's they did the same thing with like YouTube shit. They actually came out and said, "No, you can't do that." Like themselves, it was not legal. Like they backed it up. It's if they're not like in control of what is shown, they kind of get iffy. So it could go, what you're saying makes sense, but I wouldn't put it past Nintendo when the legal team said, "Hey guys," because legal team can't go ahead and just say, like, they probably would have had to check it off and be like, "Do you want this to happen?" Because Nintendo's known about this for months and months and months. I'm sure the legal team did too. It wasn't just
I don't think the legal team knew about it for months and months. I think they just recently got wind of it and saw that it was getting big and then, decided to just be jerks.
Well, either way, then their legal team sucks because it didn't have anyone editing the game that was there. So it's like this one happened, and then people were very vocal on Twitter and the interweb and stuff like that. And a lot of the people in the fighting game community said, "Well, this isn't being backed all of a sudden, then we're not going to compete in it." And then the next day, literally like the next day, I don't think it was even 24 hours, Nintendo came out and said, no, we're going to allow it to happen. So then the Evo guys reset all the schedules back to the way they used to be. The way they were before.
Either way, that had to have been a nightmare for, the EVO guys.
The scheduling must have been a fucking mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's on there now. I watched some of it today, and I'm happy that the people who voted got it on there. I still don't get it, but that's just me not getting it and just being ignorant towards.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if we understood it a little bit better, played it a little bit more, we might appreciate it, but right now, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't. I'm watching it. It's still one versus one. I can see because what's his name? Oh my god, it's gonna bug me. The guy who created Smash Brothers, he's come out on record and said it's not meant to be played in tournaments like this. Not to be played one on one with all the.
Yeah, it should be. If they're gonna do a tournament setting for Smash Brothers, it should be four players.
It should be the way the game is meant to be played.
Yeah,
they do plenty of that. Maybe not at this tournament. Yep.
But just not at EVO. They're not doing that.
I don't know the full rulings, but yeah, when I usually see Smash played, it's usually two teams of two.
That's what's at EVO this year?
Oh my god! All right, so we have
there's a lot.
P4A, Mortal Kombat, Tekken Tag 2, Smash, Injustice, Street Fighter AE, Cross Tekken, Marvel. I think is still a thing.
Marvel is there. Yes, Marvel's definitely there.
And they've got side tournaments and shit too. So.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking games.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah, I think it's the most games at an EVO ever this year.
Could be. I think it's the most attendees as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's huge. Like it's a lot of fucking people.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's in there. It's cool. Check it out. I guess don't check it out anymore because
it's over.
Hope you did check.
Hope you checked it out.
Keep it on the fighting game tip. Capcom versus SNK2 is a game that I know Jason and I have been talking about for a while.
Nice.
Seeing that finally gets brought back to consoles.
One of the best fighting games of all time.
It's really good. Really awesome. It is coming to PSN next week.
Hell yeah.
Unfortunately, though, it is just PS2 version, so it's not
going to have online?
Okay. No, it's not like an HD remix. It's not going to be online.
Really? Oh, shit.
It's just the PS2 version, so you can still play it. locally with people and stuff, which is kind of cool. And you can use your PS3 sticks, so you don't have to do crazy shit with older consoles. But it's there. That's gonna be next week. I think it's gonna be I think it's $8.99,
probably something like that.
Yeah, I think it's around that price. I can't remember the exact number, but
one online, son.
No, I don't know why they couldn't do that, because I mean, the Xbox version had online, so just
sure
throw it in there. I'm not sure they can't just throw it in there. No, I don't. Just, know
yeah, but how good was the Xbox online?
It was not bad. That's where I met Harlock on. I played a lot of it online.
Oh, really?
It wasn't like it wasn't like as good as online is now for fighting games, but it was definitely playable. It wasn't annoying or anything like that. But yeah, depending on who you connected with, it was all right. But cool. I'm trying to get this last one here, Chris, but it's trying to bring up Internet Explorer as a default. And my
next last one.
Well, that's news right there. Jeff doesn't know how to work a computer.
It's the most important one. The prequel to a game that we all know and love.
Oh, you want me to grab that one really quick?
It's right in the Skype, dude. Just pick up the Skype window. Just double click.
Hold on a second.
I got Evo up.
Actually, you want to fuck it. I can just do it. One of our favorite, all of our IPs, we all love Star Wars, right? Except absolutely. For Chris likes the Star Trek.
Yeah, I hate Star Wars. Absolutely. It's not like I didn't have a handle called Darth Shino or anything. Let's not talk about that.
No. Then we have Angry Birds, which is one of the most popular games of all time on iOS and Android and pretty much the world right now. Do you know how many fucking Angry Birds shirts I've seen on like kids and stuff this past
and
like
old
week?
Folks too.
Oh man.
You know how painful it is when I see that?
Yeah. It's like, well, yay for the industry. As I look down and shield my eyes and don't make eye contact.
And we were happy when they mashed those two together and that Angry Birds Star Wars came out earlier this year.
Last year?
I don't know. It might have been last year. I don't
know. It might have been last year.
Yeah, it was late last year.
Okay. Late last year.
Yep.
And then what they might be teasing that they might have an Angry Birds Star Wars prequel.
What?
Coming out. A prequel.
So it's going to be based on the episode 1, 2, and 3?
I'm guessing. Oh, so, yeah.
Makes sense. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm kind of worried about that. Is it going to be like like when Darth Vader, he was all like,
Who
gives a shit?
Nobody cares.
Nobody.
Gives a shit, no one does.
I really, the sad part is, that game's gonna sell.
Oh yeah, a lot. Yeah. And that's fine.
That happens.
Let the children, dude, and the old folks have their funds.
We need to make apps somehow and get in, because it's so dumb. A buddy of mine does apps on his spare time. And he brought in $12,000 in one month, just doing stupid apps, like just dumb shit. He barely does anything. He pulls from other sites and shit, and he throws it out there. And it's like, here you go. You need to get in that industry, guys. People buy everything. That's
fine. I was trying.
I'll think about making money.
I was trying. You know. I don't have the desire.
Make any right now.
Yeah. I don't have the desire to continue programming after I get done with my programming job.
That's the thing. Yeah. His job isn't actually, he does programs for his fucking job. So I'm like, why would you want to? But I don't know. Whatever.
'Tis difficult. But cool. I have let me do one more real quick. So we were speculating quite a bit.
Yes.
What's that?
Supposed to do it before the WhoGas, Chris.
I know, but you didn't really let me in. So
way to go.
You never let anybody in, V. Sorry.
Well, which one is it? Is it the one you brought up beforehand?
I love that movie.
No, you don't. Shut up.
I love making fun of that movie.
I love making fun of that movie. So we were speculating quite a bit about what exactly would be in the PlayStation Plus version of Drive Club. They came out and they talked about it a little bit. And I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I will just read this one little quote. The PS Plus version will be the exact same as the full version, except it will be missing a few assets, such as cars and tracks.
There's no cars?
So it's going to be a demo.
You get a menu screen. There's no cars. There's no tracks.
You got one car, one track. However, the online multiplayer, the asynchronous challenges, and the single player campaign will all be present in the PS Plus version. So it looks like the whole game is there. It's just you're going to have a limited amount of cars and tracks.
Sounds like the KI model.
Yeah, in a way.
You get all the modes, and but with KI, you only get the one character. I'm sure you get more than one car in this, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And probably buy whatever.
That's cool. I'll still download it and play it. And if I like it, I'll go out and buy it. You know, if it's free, I mean, might as well. You know, But yeah, so that is your news, unless you guys had something else to add.
I do. A little news bit. More of an observation, really. Slash question. Why do most of the top Persona 4 players
use
look
Teddy?
Like panty sniffing pedophiles? I don't get it. There's our question of the week. Serious weirdos. Okay.
We're doing that one. We're doing that one. That's question of the week.
Yay, anime games.
Blanket statements for the win.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
If they're right.
If they're right.
Exactly.
All right, cool. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Cool. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about what's in the box, and then we're going to do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us and we'll be right back. It's time to wake up. And welcome back.
You welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
I feel so welcome.
You should. Today, we are talking about what should be in the box. We got a few responses for this, so we're going to get to those first. So we got two emails, so Jason's going to take care of those. And then I got a few voicemail for you guys. So
let's tag team this shit.
Let's do it, man. Take off.
Mr. Sean Recupido.
What's up, dude?
He writes, what should be in the box? Simple. The absolute bare minimum should be consoles, cables for both HD and non-HD TVs, and a controller to play the games. Maybe a headset, but if I'm too butthurt, if they don't include one. Well, that's all I can think of. Okay.
Thanks, Sean. Okay.
That's pretty straightforward.
I don't think we're going to see non-HD ones, because I think both new consoles only have HDMI out, right?
Both are HDMI.
Yeah. No, they have other ports back there, but there's no indication that they would be other types of
video outputs.
There is definite indication. There's no analog signals coming out.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's pretty safe to say, considering they don't even sell standard FTVs anymore at any big places. So.
True.
You can get a standard FTV.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can't buy a TV without HDMI anymore.
Yeah.
So
that sounds like a challenge. Let's see what I can do. Craigslist.
Let me say brand new TV.
Oh, okay. I thought I was going to win this bet. So
that was a footnote, by the way.
Ooh, quarterfinals for Street Fighter round. Okay, let's get through this. All right, this is from Amy, our girly Amy. What's up, homette?
Vitamin Amy.
What's in the box? She wrote it all long, and then she said, "Sorry, I couldn't resist." Sup guys, Amy here. Smiley face. New consoles are exciting. When I unbox a shiny new gaming console, here's what I'd like to see. A nice looking console that'll fit my entertainment center, a controller, a way to keep the controller alive, either with a cord or batteries, a headset, it can even be a cheap one, just something to get started, a proper sized hard drive. That's a good point. Also a game so I can play something right away. It's nice when a game, even a simple arcade game, is bundled with a console, especially when there isn't the option for backwards compatibility. As far as a handheld console unboxing goes, a small memory card and some earbuds included would be great. I just got a Vita and purchased the starter kit separate. Holy cow, the memory cards are pricey, but that's
they're ridiculous.
Smiley face. Keep up the good work, guys. Cheers.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
Amy, how are you?
She actually put some extra stuff in there. I agree with the headset. So let's I think that especially in the case of Microsoft not including one because they could use the Kinect, that is annoying.
Stupid.
I mean, it's like, I understand they have like all this noise canceling stuff and things like that, but you know what? It didn't work for WeSpeak, so I don't think it's going to work for the Kinect.
And you have your shit come like your audio coming out of the TV. I don't want to hear like people talking to the TV.
Yeah.
That's just their excuse, I guess, not to put it in there. Cost or not? Because I mean, the one that comes with the PS4 looks like a cheap headset, but the ones that came with
it was just an earbud.
Yeah,
isn't it earbud. The one the PS4 is just an earbud one?
Yeah, exactly. It's but at least it's something that's going to contain it to you talking and you hearing. It's not going to be a fucking like your parents having a fucking domestic behind you or yelling at you to fucking mow the lawn. Or do your homework, or now you're going to have a bunch of people, if they don't buy a headset on Xbox One, like fucking blaring fucking music and stuff like that used to happen back in the day. But yeah, I think a headset, especially if you're serious about pushing online stuff, which is weird because Microsoft, I'm pretty sure Microsoft made a comment in this generation being like, how can you take my, online gaming seriously when you don't pack your thing in with a headset? It's like, well, now you're not doing that.
Yeah,
and, but we have the Kinect, and you can talk that way. You can do voice chat through that. So, yeah, it just doesn't
Nobody wants to do that, but yeah, they want to push that.
Yeah.
I don't know. What I want to see is, you know, anything that they're putting priority on, have some way to fucking use it, you know?
Show like, it off. Like,
use it properly. And, you know, and that's a good point, a super good point about the internal memory. You know, whether it be a memory card or the internal hard drive or some shit like that, if you're pushing for all digital, fucking A, give me the space to use it. I will buy games. I buy less games on the Vita because I don't have the fucking space for it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm with you. And I buy my games on Vita physically because I just don't have a big enough card.
I think the Vita has the absolute worst fucking card slot in the history of fucking console.
It is pretty bad. I understand why they did it the way they did it, but it is pretty bad.
Proprietary is one thing, but when you like jack up the price so much where it's just like 5-10 times more than you know something selling. That's similarly spaced. Like,
If you're not going to drop the price of the Vita, throw in a fucking 32 gig stick or something in it. Like something that entices people to... Especially with PS Plus. Here, you get this with PS Plus. A lot of Vita games are free on PS Plus. You can put a shitload on. Like, I have a 16 gig stick right now, and I'm constantly swapping out games. Like, I have to, if I'm downloading something new, I have to delete something.
And that's so annoying. That is really, really annoying.
But I think both Microsoft and Sony have caught on to the whole. There's only one SKU this time, both 500 gigs, doing it that way. But she said something that I think is important is that to come with a game, I think that.
Yes.
They need to bring that back. That's been gone for like a long time, other than Nintendo and everyone's bundles.
I think we're going to see some
in a
of
way.
That.
But so let me throw. I don't know when the game for the X-Bone's coming out, but the PS3 is apparently going to have like two or three free to play games at the start. So
I'm not
really packed in, but I mean,
I'm not
if there's
talking
a game
like
to play,
Warframe and shit like that. I'm talking like a game that like. I mean, like a pack-in game, like a game that's like when Super Mario World came with Super Nintendo.
I know what you mean.
But
what I'm getting at is there are games available for you to play without actually buying something. Regardless,
there will be for both. I mean, you can get KI and Xbox One day one and technically play it for free. You can get Drive Club on PS4. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like a full experience, like and if they both want to push digital, have a code, have like, okay, get people an incentive to
better yet, man, if they're going to have these big ass hard drives, have the game pre-installed.
Preloaded on the hard drive. Yeah. It's something that's on there digitally. Something that, because they're both going to want to push digital this generation. I think both of them are going to want to do that because they're both going to do the day one download thing. If they don't preload it, do it like, hey, if you sign up for our service via PS Plus, Xbox Live, or even not, here's a code that you put in and it redeems a game, well, one of these launch games for free. Just pick a once, one use code. There you go. To get people to sign up, download something, here's a free game. It's, or like something like Nintendo did, like with the Wii Sports, that demonstrates what your console does that others don't or takes advantage
and that,
of
that. And I think on that note right there, I think Microsoft needs to do that more because they're including the Kinect. Well,
oh, I don't know why that Kinect sports game isn't coming with the
phone. Yeah, it really should just come with it. It really should. Because, I mean, you're already charging $100 more than your competition. Mm. Throw in a game and make it seem like you're giving more.
Well, exactly. Because people aren't going to count that camera as being more. At least not the people that are buying it in the first couple months.
I agree.
Like, the hardcore people aren't... Like, I'm not buying one because, oh my god, it's $100 more and I get to connect with it. No, it's because the games that I want to play at that time. Like, if you threw in one of those for free, then I'd be like, okay, I'm willing to pay this $100 more. But now I'm just begrudgingly paying for it because I want to play Killer Instinct. And that's the only reason why. And I think a lot of people who are buying these consoles on day one are in the same boat. And give them some, don't do Drive Club Plus. Do Drive Club. Free game. Download it. Give us Forza 5. Give us Killer Instinct. Give us Killzone 4. Something. Like, I think I can see why they want to go Killer Instinct or Killzone because they're probably going to be M-rated, so they don't want to do that. But some
I just saw a bunch of Killzone stuff today.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm drinking. Shut up, Jalen!
Just say good or bad.
In regard to what? I mean, if I said, you know, if it was
graphics look
good,
amazing.
Yeah, you know, I may or may not be lying. If I said it was bad, that
you
would
may or may
be
not
be nice of me.
But, all right, then I just mean, don't say anything.
Either way,
good. Then it would be good, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Bad is bad, but good is awesome. Okay.
Either way, I miss the whole game coming with a thing. I think it should. If you're buying a console, and I've thought this way ever since the fucking Sega Nintendo days. It should come with something. Buy your console. You have something to play. I don't know. And those days died a long time ago. I mean.
Yeah,
360
true.
Game with Hexic, but that doesn't count. Like, that's...
Oh, I loved that game.
It's fun, but why wasn't it Geometry Wars or...
Yeah. What's the last console that you bought that actually had, like,
actually a
Hacking game? I'm trying to think. Like, I want to say Saturn had a stall or something like that?
No, Saturn had Virtua Fighter.
Virtua Fighter? Okay.
Yeah.
Dreamcast didn't have anything.
No, Dreamcast didn't have anything at all. Did PlayStation have Ridge Racer, or did... Am I just imagining things?
No,
it did not. PlayStation was by itself. PlayStation 2 was by itself. Dreamcast by itself. Xbox. I bought an Xbox with Pac-Man games, but I also didn't buy it until...
So you got like a bundle afterwards?
Yeah, it was a bundle afterwards.
Yeah, I don't think it came with anything. PlayStation 2 didn't come with anything. PlayStation 3 didn't come with anything. 360. Hexic doesn't count. I think Saturn might have been the last one to come with like a proper game.
Wow.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. Well, no, Wii, technically.
Oh, yeah. Wii had Wii Sports. Sports, that Pac-Man game sold that system.
It did. That's true.
That's what got everyone to buy it, and then half the people didn't buy anything after that. So
$250 board game.
Yes.
I'll tell you one thing that really annoys me, is that in this particular day, you know, 2013, we're going to have systems coming out, new consoles coming out. And one of those consoles doesn't come with a rechargeable battery for the controller? Really? Come on.
It's wrong.
Yeah, you can, yeah, I don't know.
It's not expensive to drop a battery into a controller. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. You can buy replacement PS3 batteries retail for like $10, you know? So.
Yeah, but you gotta take the controller and shit.
That's not what I'm pointing. That's not the point. The point is for the retail price for one of those
batteries it's not expensive.
Is $10. Yeah. So wholesale, if with Sony buying them, it's probably like what, $2 or $3? Just drop one in the damn controller. It's like, why is it an issue?
That Microsoft's looking at it is if you don't have to throw away your controller if your battery dies. It's kind of like you can use batteries. Actually, I prefer to use batteries because they last longer than the battery packs that Microsoft released. But
because Microsoft released nickel based battery packs, which are crap.
Sure.
So hopefully they'll actually.
Either way, I think it's there because of the option, and they just pack it with batteries instead of a charger, which I think it should probably come with both.
If anything,
come with a battery pack. And
it should
not
come with a battery pack.
Mm-hmm. Something. At least the controllers work out of the box. That's not something I'm gonna bitch about. It's like, yeah, I can go either way on that, but it's the stuff that it's stuff that the consoles should do they don't have access to out of the box is what bugs me. So like the whole like no headset thing, that bugs me more than the whole battery thing, because the controllers are gonna work either way.
That's true. It's more of a pet peeve for me. It's like, it's not expensive to do it, why aren't you doing it? It's like, yeah. Why? Because and now I have to go spend $20 on a battery. That's why.
Or just, use batteries, either one.
Oh, yeah, I mean, but that's the even bigger waste, you know? So
yeah, over time, for sure.
Yeah. But, I still have, I have one of the controller I use most often is probably about 4 years old, and I have never had a problem with the battery. So, in the meantime, I've gone through probably three or four of the 360 batteries.
But I have one that works.
Yeah, because it's nickel based, and the PS3 ones use nickel the lithium ion batteries, which is like what's in your phone, so they don't have that problem.
No.
So I'm really hoping that if anything, that at least Microsoft decides to go with lithium based.
Then you're between like a rock and hard place. It's like the lithium ones were in like I had a PS3 controller totally die. I had to buy a new one, and the controllers these days are not expensive. They're like $60.
See,
so it's like,
you are not adventurous. At all.
What do you mean?
A quick Google search would have showed you how to fix that shit.
I know. It's like, it's so easy to open up one of those controllers, dude.
Okay. That is for people, again, that's for people in the know, but people who are just going and buying consoles.
You've heard of YouTube.
Yes, of course. But okay. Johnny, go fucking play Call of Duty.
Has heard of YouTube.
His shit dies. He's like, he's heard of YouTube.
He's heard of YouTube. How do I fix my broken battery in my PS3 controller?
Hey, and you know what?
You got to open it up. Sorry, here's a site where you can buy it from.
Casual people out there are going to take apart the controllers.
I know.
But there's instructions how to do it inside the manual for the PS3.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. I know. But still, it's people are lazy. That's why proprietary bullshit is priced so high, because people are going to have to pay it. And people would rather probably pay $6 to buy a new controller or buy three batteries for $20 each. Either way, it looks like for the people that they're banking on spending this money, they're going to spend the same amount of money. It's stupid. And that's why I think that's why they got rid of the whole two controllers in a thing, because now they're not as simple as piece of plastic with two buttons and a D-pad.
Oh yeah, now they're $60, you know?
They're expensive as shit, and who knows how much they're going to be now? I mean, the PS4 one's got a touchscreen.
Well, right? they've already announced that the PS4 controller is going to be $60.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So
yeah. It's good that they're staying at 60, the same price as a game.
Right. It's $5 more than the PS3 controller. PS3 controller currently is a MSRP of $55. So...
I don't think they were 55 when they first came out, though.
No. When they first came out, they didn't have the rumble, so they were 50.
Mm-hmm.
Put the rumble in them, and they went to 55. 60.
This is why Microsoft is so absolutely brilliant. And, I mean, the Kinect doesn't use batteries. You don't have to worry about replacing those batteries. And you know what? You're the controller. All you have to worry about is buying more Cheetos.
You don't need a controller anymore.
Or ordering pizza for your Xbox dashboard.
So forward thinking are they.
Okay.
The pizza thing I will use.
The war's over.
I will take that as Jason's version of let's move on.
Yeah.
All right. I actually have some voicemails.
Sweet.
So let's do some of those. Stalling for time.
I'm keeping this in.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Keep it in. I don't mind.
Hello, Lindis. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
What?
I can't hear that.
All right, this is what's going on.
Are we good? I'm sure we are. Let's get on with this question of the week, because I like it. It's quite imaginable.
I like boxes.
Here we go.
Finding out what's in
What should be in the box on our next-gen consoles? Now, there's a little bit of a difference between, you know, PS4 and Xbox in terms of PS4 is trying to approach the, you know, with a cheaper price, they are indirectly trying, unintentionally trying to approach, you know, a typical mom wants to buy her son a console and they'll go for the cheaper console, which is PS4.
Oh, I don't think it's unintentionally.
So, that's indirectly at all.
That aside, let's move
Holy
on.
Holy shit, guys, if we lower the price, we're going to sell
more. I remember PS3 screwing up, you know, last gen, or, you know, this gen, saying, promoting HD gaming, saying, you know, HD gaming, this and that, all games are HD, Blu-ray, 1080p, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And they gave you an AV cable. You know, they did not give you an HDMI cable, considering it was $600 at time of launch. and even beyond it, even up until now, the new model, they do not have an HDMI cable, which is, you know, quite,
bullshit.
I don't know, it's just weird. I don't know if they're cheap asses or whatnot, but I mean, I'm just saying. I'm sure they'll put an HDMI cable in the PS4 box this time.
They don't have a choice.
And, yeah, the reasoning for the Xbox, I mean, not the reasoning, but the Xbox One not having a mic in the box, and I think it should, considering the 360 did have a mic, and it was quite, it was good. It was a good mic. It was a good quality mic. And it is $500, $100 more, and the reasoning for it to be $100 more is because of that camera. Now, I don't know if that camera is $100, like, separately if you bought it. Like, let's say your camera, like, broke on you or whatever. You're in a tall camera. And you had to buy another one, it'll be $100.
It's called
a bit pricey. I mean, I know it's good technology, but if you look at smartphones nowadays, they're like, what, a few hundred dollars or $400, $500 alone, and it has a screen, an HD screen and all that, and it's kind of the same technology. You can talk to it, whatever,
not
and
a good example.
Do what you want. I'm just saying, it's not $100. The PS4, I think they're doing a decent job by having their accessories in a separate box, and it is $400. So if it was cheaper and, you know, a new child wants their new console, they walk into a store and, you know, their mom buys them a PS4 because it's cheaper, and then if they want, it's optional to get, you know, the camera or whatever accessories that would come with the PS4. So kudos to Sony for that. This is an idea I'm going to throw out there, an idea, and you can agree, you cannot, but I think both consoles should have, especially the PS4, not being a fanboy here, but because they're most likely to get purchases because it's cheap.
And he got cut off in 3 minutes.
Oh, shit.
What did he say, please?
I know, he didn't call back, so I don't know.
Oh, I was free to agree or disagree.
I was, like, waiting for it. I was waiting for something crazy.
Eddie, you need to call us back, man, and finish that voicemail.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he didn't call us back.
You can't leave us hanging like that, Eddie.
I wonder if he was still talking into
the He probably was.
it cut him off and he didn't realize it.
Eddie.
So thank you, Eddie. So yeah, back to that headset. The phone thing, dude, phones are like, good phones are like $600-$700.
Right.
Yeah.
If you don't get a plan. So, you know, they're not exactly cheap.
That's what I want in the box is a subsidized contract. Where I can pay $200 for the console.
I'm surprised they haven't done that, to be honest.
We talked about this. They'll do it.
It's going to happen. It's not just not going
to
happen.
Yeah, they don't need to do it right now because the launch system.
Yeah, they're going to let all the people who are going to buy it full price straight up buy it. And
right.
Like, all right, here you go. And they have to like work out all the legal shit with all the providers and shit like that. So.
Right. Right.
It's legal if I promise. Let's.
That's the way it should be.
All right, cool. How about another one?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Oi.
Mate, for what should be in the box? I don't know. I had this in my head a second ago. Anyway, aside from, you know, the cables and all the shit that needs to work, fucking a second controller and a shovelware game. Like, how long's it been since we got a fucking second controller? Now that they're that fucking expensive, you grab one, you take it home, you give it to your kids, and you're like, no, you can't play yet. Buy another one next week. You can't do that shit. People don't know. Just two controllers and some bullshit game. You know, just anything to hold us over until we get a good one. Fucking back in the day, mate, Nintendo. They give two controllers and Duck Hunt or something, or I don't know. Did it come with it eventually? It did eventually. But that's all.
Yeah,
okay. See you later. Bye.
Thanks, Fluffy.
Oi.
Before you get to the next emo, we have one more voicemail, right?
Yeah.
I hope he explains if the next one is by Fluffy.
if it's Fluffy again, I don't know. It might be, it might not be.
And he goes into why you would not want a headset and say, fuck it, buy it.
I don't know. That's unusual. Especially considering everybody here is on board with the include a headset train. But I'm gonna say it again. You know, both systems are going to have games that you can play as soon as you take the box out. You know, well, you have to download them, but they have something that they have things that are free to play. So you know, there is that. The one question that's up in the air is I think that the free to play stuff that's on the Xbone is behind the gold wall. Is that right?
I have no idea.
Doubt it. I mean,
okay. I heard that the guy that was
Drive Club's PS Plus, right?
Well, Drive Club's download is the PS Plus, but the free to play games like Warframe and PlanetSide 2 are not,
which are multiplayer games. So which are multiplayer behind the Plus wall?
No, they're not.
You have to buy Plus to play online.
No. Those games work online.
Warframe's multiplayer only, dude.
I understand.
So is PlanetSide.
They both work free to play without PlayStation Plus. They've already talked about this. Yeah, go search for it.
Huh.
Talked about this. So those two games will work without PlayStation Plus. So
that's good then.
Yeah, I mean that's I was really pretty happy when I heard that. I mean, it does affect me.
I'll bet you $100 that's not the case, and you're gonna have to buy me a PS4 to test this out. But
okay, I will. how about we just go off of my PS4 when I buy it?
So. I'll come over. You just have to buy me a plane ticket. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna stick to that. You're gonna have games to play on both systems, so
well, you will either way. And let's be honest, I'm gonna be like, if you don't have PS Plus, you're doing it wrong, and place it even places three now. And if you don't have Xbox Live on Xbox, you're doing it wrong. Like, most people are gonna have that shit.
But Jeff, I don't believe in paying to play online. What do you have to say about that?
I will say, what you're going to do when you pick up your PS4.
I'm going to say stick to PC.
We want to play some Street Fighters. Yeah, we'll play on PC.
I'm going to pick up Street Fighter for $8 on Steam and play that.
There you go.
Again, just to make a statement.
I know.
All right, should we do this last one?
Sure.
Hey, you guys.
Holy shit. That's
what? Again?
My head just thought of. In the boxes, along with the second controller and the shuffle game, put in like 1 month of like free PS Plus or XBLA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gold, whatever you use. You know, give them the taste of it and shit. Give them 1 month if you need that. If you need it for the thing.
Somebody's dealt crack before. All right.
Not like a booklet, but like sort of like a pamphlet with big drawings and big letters. Okay, the fucking retard's guide to what you need for this to work. But your average fucking bloke off the street isn't going to read the little manual and say, oh, so I got to get this to do this and this and connect to this to the bullshit and shove this up my ass and stand on my head, spin around a few times, and that's how it works. No. Just give a fucking step one, plug the shit in. Step two, play the shit. Step three, there's something else I put on the internet.
But go buy a headset.
Do it, you know? Fucking, no one likes an IKEA thing. No one likes a fucking space NASA book telling you fine print bullshit, no.
What?
Give it decent shit. Decent, like, how a retard can get this to work. A lot of people are retard. I'm a bit of a fucking retard. Like, when it comes to all the technical shit, I'm a fucking spastic. I don't know it. I don't know how you guys know it. You guys all know your fucking letters that go together to pick bullshit and
I'm super surprised that people were able to figure out the Wii.
Yeah.
Based on how,
I think the Wii had a quick start guide, didn't it? And that's what he's talking about. Have a quick start guide.
It did, but you had to sync the control. You have to sync that controller. You have to take off the battery cover. And it's just like every time you do that, it's like, oh my god, I forget.
Seriously, just based on, you know, the common denominator.
I have a feeling that basically what happens with the Wii is that when those controllers disconnect, a lot of the typical casual moms that bought it just don't, they just don't play it anymore.
They just,
they wait until someone who is
comes over.
My Wii stick is broken.
Yeah. This doesn't work. I wave it around and it doesn't do anything. So yeah, I don't light up blue anymore.
It's flashing red. batteries, bitch.
But yeah, so quick start guide and, we didn't mention the controller and I, he mentioned the controller and we didn't really talk about that. As we said earlier, I think like it, way,
see why they don't do it.
Yeah, they're way too expensive to include right now.
Yeah, yeah. I really don't think it's necessary with so many games being online
multiplayer. Yeah,
it's like,
I mean, it's like, I don't even own like most systems take four controllers. I only have two for each of my systems.
I think I have like four. I have three for PS3. Oh, I might have four for PS3 now.
I don't want to even count how many 360 controllers I have.
I think I have four or five, including my wired one. I think I have five 360 controllers.
Yeah, I have two, maybe three 360 controllers. I'd have to. I have three 360 controllers. I have a black one, a white one, and a silver one. And the black one I use for my PC. So.
The whole free plus, free X. That does happen.
I think that does happen, yeah.
It doesn't happen with Sony just because of PS Plus and the free games.
They do have one specific console bundle that has like a 3 or 6 month PlayStation Plus.
Come with it. But yeah, you'll find
games. For PS3 they do. The PS4 is going to be just the system. So.
PS4 is going to be what?
Just the system.
Oh, yeah, true. And if Microsoft doesn't do the whole free games thing to like continue it, I can see them doing the same thing because they still do the whole, it's either 1 month or 2 weeks. Like first party Xbox games come with the free 2 week Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Because they want to get people hooked on it, right?
Sony does that too with their games as well.
So. Yeah, exactly. But the thing is now it's like, well, with Plus though, I don't know because now it gives you all access to the free. Actually, that makes sense because then I think can see Microsoft.
Yeah, keep in mind that the free stuff is only free as long as you're a member.
Yeah, but the Microsoft stuff isn't. It's free no matter what. Like, you download it, it's yours, whether or not you have Xbox Live or not. So that's why I don't think Microsoft will continue that on Xbox One. Because then you'd be like, hey, I got some of my free games.
The big thing is that, and this is the same thing for Sony, and why their only free game is a PS Plus version. It's like, I don't think you don't want to put like full scale brand new launch games, up for free right now. I mean, you got to make money off those things because, you know, you're not making it off the system right now. You know, I guarantee you both of them are losing money on these systems.
I don't know.
Probably not nearly as much as they did on the last generation.
I think if they put that up there, you get a free game when you sign up for 3 months of PS Plus. That'll make them more money than not giving a free game at all. And same with Microsoft. Are they like, hey, if you sign up for Xbox Live, you get one of the launch games for free. Use this deal, like, and it's enticing people to sign up for their online system, and you get something for free. People do that. People will sign up.
What I'm getting at is like, if you like 1 month of Plus is like $7, right? $7, $8. So you go out and you spend $7, $8. You play a brand new launch game that just came out, and then that's a launch game sale that you didn't get at full price. That's kind of what I'm getting at. I mean, I can see it happening like a month down the line.
Yeah, but it might be a PS Plus member you might have never had either, which brings them a lot more revenue.
So if it's like, they stay on for PS Plus. But you got to look at the percentages on that. Now,
then you go back
they
to,
did
hey,
say it was pretty high, though.
Sega and Nintendo probably lost a lot of... That's another sale they could have sold. Nintendo probably realized after Mario World, they're like, fuck, we can sell this for like $60 and millions of people are going to buy it, so they stopped doing it. So it's like it's a give and take. It's like I think a game should be included, whether it's digital, not digital. I think it just shows good faith. Like, here you go, you're buying your console. Here's a game to actually play on it day one, a full game, not a demo.
And I don't disagree with you, but that would raise the price of these systems. There's no way around that.
I tell you what, I frequent the sex shops that give me a free DVD with my purchase over the ones that don't. I need something to play with. I mean, I have something to play with.
But I need material.
Yeah, material.
I don't know. I think they should take the hit, especially if it's first party shit. And here you go. Give incentive to sign up for your system, sign up for your service, play something. Whether this whole thing, raise the price. I'm saying don't raise the price. It should be included in the launch price. And take the hit on it. Because launch games, to be honest, don't really do that well, like in terms of Like, look at Resistance. Insomniac said for the longest time that game did nothing for them anyway. Why couldn't have Sony just thrown it in there?
Yeah. Well, on the flip side, it kind of brands the system in a way, too. Do you know what I mean? Like, if they offered Resistance, you know, versus...
Well, I'm using Resistance
on the other side.
I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah, I know, but they would have to pick something, right? And they want it to appeal to the most amount of people,
right? And you can't
when you release a game, when you have a pack-in game, like that's the pack-in game system.
Yeah. With the new generation coming up, it would make sense for Knack to be packed in. But there's really not any other game that would make sense.
On Microsoft's side, it comes with the fucking Kinect, the Kinect Sports.
Well, yeah, that one would work. But I don't even know. Do we even know if that's a launch title?
I have no idea. I'm not going to lie to you, Chris. I have not been following.
I don't. Yeah.
They got Killer Instinct out. I'm in. All right.
That's all I care about. So that's. I don't know.
Well, that's all we got for this one. So I think we've pretty much covered everything. Did you guys have anything you wanted to add?
No, I mean, you know, we need the necessary cables. If they're going to push voice chat, we need a fucking decent headset. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't like the shitty pack-in ones that they usually give us. And that earbud shit on PS4.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Oh, fuck that.
Man.
Yeah, I'm a little annoyed at that, actually.
As long as their regular headsets are like $20 to $25, that's fine. Keep them the same price they are now. That's okay. At least Sony's not forcing a Bluetooth down your throat, though. It's not like you don't have to spend $50 at the time.
I mean, there's fucking... You know, this generation Bluetooth stuff, you know, that
which is better.
Would be able to work with it, but
oh, it's gotta be.
Keep the proprietary shit on the down low. So now we're just talking about design of the system, right? That's what I'm talking about. What should come in the box? A demo disc.
There you go.
Dreamcast.
Yeah. With a tech demo disc with like a dinosaur that you can move. They did that. Back in the PlayStation 1. That sold me.
They did that with Dreamcast. That had like a bunch of demos on it.
Oh my god. This is brilliant. Are we writing this down?
Something.
We should be writing Sony right now.
So good. No, I really like the idea of including like 3 months of plus or
something.
Or gold or something like that. That's a really good idea.
I think that's 3 months. I think not this 2 week bullshit, not a month bullshit. 3 months. Because it's like, what is it? It's supposed to be like 2 weeks or a month to gain a habit and whatever to break it. Like, get people hooked. And the thing is, people aren't going to stick with something they don't feel they're not getting their value for. Like, none of us here, I don't think any of us had PS Plus for the first year and a bit.
I did, but it was like probably a good 3 to 6 months after it's launched before I got it.
Okay, yeah, I got it when it started getting like really good shit for download. Yeah.
When they
holy shit,
poo-pooed that shit. I'm like, have to wait. You want me to sign up with the subscription so I can download updates in my off time? Fuck that.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
So I can download Little Big Planet that was released 3 years ago. Like, no.
Oh, thanks. But yeah.
But then now I'm like, look, that shit is worth it. If you have PS3 and you're not subscribed to PS Plus, it's like, you should do it. It's worth it.
I got 1 year of it for free and I gladly paid for the next one because I felt bad. I felt guilty. Like, I'm ripping you guys off. No, here. Seriously.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've got so much shit. I'm like,
no, really, take my money. It's fine.
Download it. It's like, I click on download, so it's in my history. So even though I can't, because I don't have room, it's like, my PS3 fucking hard drive was like not building up. And ever since Plus, it's like, now I'm like, oh shit, I got to start deleting shit. And I got like this is 120. I got the first slim. I think it's 120 gigs. Now it's like, I just click on everything download, not actually physically download, just so I have it on my list. So when I want to play them, they're there.
Yeah.
That's so much shit I do too.
And actually, I do that through the new web store because you just, you put everything in your cart and then just hit purchase and it doesn't download until you download it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
So.
And by the way, thank you, Sony, for allowing me to just go out and buy a different hard drive and upgrade. So I will buy more shit from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For the convenience of allowing me to give you more money.
For allowing me to easily upgrade my system so I could give you more money.
Better than paying $120 for a fucking, like, 100 gig.
Oh, my God. I remember when that 20 gig hard drive was $100. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. You guys want to do some new releases?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Have any?
Not anything interesting. So, PS3 is getting Time and Eternity, Dynasty Warriors 8. Just checking to see if that's accurate. Yeah, it looks that way.
That is accurate.
Mamoruken Curse. R.I.P.D. The Game. That should be a quality winner. And
that
Turbo,
movie looks like Men in Black, but with ghosts.
That's basically how I described it to Crystal, and then she wanted to go see it. And then Turbo Super Stunt Squad.
We have any questions?
Okay. Let's see. For 360, we have Dynasty Warriors 8, RIPD, The Serious Sam Collection, and Turbo. And then Wii U is getting Turbo, and 3DS is getting Turbo, and Shin Megami Tensei 4. And that is your new release list. So, pick of the week.
SMT, son.
Shin Megami.
I've been on a weird JRPG kick. Like, I'm getting the itch to start playing them again. I went out and I bought Residence of Fate. Just randomly.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That one? Wow. I'm
like, that's the Sega one, right? That game is actually...
Yeah. It looks like it's really got cool combat. It's
interesting, yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking at all these JRPGs that I miss out on.
It's tough, yeah.
So, like, SMT is like, I should probably get that. I've got a 3DS now. All right.
I almost bought Final Fantasy 13 2 today.
Oh, shit. It's so good, dude.
Yeah, I was kind of like...
I have it. I bought it for like $15, I think.
Yeah, it was like $15. I'm like, yeah. I don't know why I'm playing the itch to play something like this. And I sold Final Fantasy 13 a long time ago. But then I came to my senses and I was like,
Lightning returned it.
I don't know.
So what's the other pick? My pick is... Fuck, I have no
idea.
Somebody
say Dynasty Warriors. Just cause
I'll say Dynasty Warriors.
Okay, there we go. There's our picks of the week.
Sounds good.
None of us are going to buy a game next week.
No.
Currently. Unless it's something, it's going to be like a Steam sale or something. That's what it's going to be.
Oh, I'm going to buy.
Steam sale.
5 times more games than I've played this past week. Yeah. But I can't talk about
I have not those. Bought anything off the Steam sale. I've been strong.
I bought Chivalry right before we recorded. And yeah. I think I bought like 3 or 4 games the day before.
Do you have FTL?
No, I don't. I'm going to skip that ship.
No, 250, dude. It's fun.
It sounds frustrating. You don't want to play Last of Us because it's emotionally, you know, scarring and challenging. I don't want to deal with frustration at all. I don't want to lose at anything right now.
Okay. And fair enough. Fair enough.
I don't lose
point of that game.
Project Cross Zone.
Lose, kind of win, lose.
Yeah. Yeah, for the last time I played FTL, it's like, get all the way to the end and fight the last dude and then lose.
So. Here's your heart. It's broken now.
That's right.
Not appealing to me at this very moment. But.
Cool. Well, we don't have any emails or voicemails for other reasons, so we have Indus questions?
We do have a couple Indus questions that came in very last minute. Thank you to Biff Sticks and Eddie Kusanagi. Biff Sticks says, what did you guys eat for dinner?
Oh,
I had like 6 spoonfuls of taco meat. And also, I made sandwiches out of them, and I called them Sloppy Jose's.
Sloppy Jose's?
Yeah. It's like a Sloppy Joe, but it's Mexican.
Yeah, but just in your hand, did you say?
No, it was in
just
a bun.
In a spoon.
It was in a bun. Okay. Yeah, before, yeah, I did the spoonfuls, and then I wanted buns, so I made Sloppy Jose's. That was my dinner.
I like buns, too.
Actually, speaking of the taco thing, I kind of Taco Bell... Because we went to the movie, went to the mall first, and I had one of those, what are they called? Fresca? You know, like the quote unquote healthy menu. I had the chicken taco or steak taco.
Okay.
That's what I had.
So I had a very unusual concoction that I made. So Crystal made some ground beef in like tomato sauce. She put a little extra tomato sauce, so it almost came out like meat sauce, which is fine.
Sure.
And she didn't make pasta though. She made rice. So that's fine. Meat sauce with rice. All right. Good deal. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to stick this in a bowl with some cheese and some veggies. And then and then I was like, I turned around and I was like, I have some Ritz crackers. That sounds really good for some reason.
Oh,
and I crumbled those up and I put it on top. I stuck it all in the microwave, mixed it all up. And it was fucking fantastic, man.
Yeah, dude.
It was so good.
I've been into putting crackers on stuff. Like Lisa grilled up these burgers. We had a bunch of leftovers. Pancake, what's up? That's our neighbor cat. He just found his way into our house.
Walks around.
Nice. So yeah, leftover burgers. I've been putting like barbecue sauce and then I put hot and spicy Cheez-Its. On top of it and put it in a bun.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who does that kind of shit, dude. But yeah, it was so good. I was like, I really want some more, but I am so fucking
full. What's a
Cheez-It?
Is that kind of like a cheese nip?
It's a cheese cracker.
Yeah, it's like a square cheese. Okay.
Yeah, same thing.
So much better. Cheese and nips. Who the fuck eats those? Canadians, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
Eddie Kusanagi says, sports championship, in brackets, Super Bowl, NBA Finals, etc., or Evolution fighting game tourney, which are you most hyped for? Choose now.
Sports championship.
The U.S. Open. I mean, or the Masters.
Yeah.
I love watching the
Masters. I can
see
you watching that all weekend.
Dude, there's nothing better than just, you know, getting up, having a huge meal, you know, and just pop it on the Masters and falling asleep 5 minutes later.
You can get that. That's the best Sunday. That's right, impressive, there. Dude.
I'm so hyped for that.
Yeah.
When is the Masters? I don't know.
I don't know.
Masters is a golf tournament.
I think it already happened. Oh, what is it? I thought you said when is it.
I asked when. I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If it's the Super Bowl, I'll definitely watch that. Yeah. Or, you know, even the World Series sometimes. But
for real sports, it depends on the teams for me.
Yeah.
Whether the teams that are in it, if it's a team I actually like or really dislike, then I'm really into it. I will watch Evo every single year, but I will say I do not get as hyped for... If I'm into a team that's in like the NBA championship or even like sometimes the Stanley Cup finals, there's no kind of emotional, like I'm not emotionally attached to any single person that goes to Evo. So I'm not like, oh my God, this guy's got to fucking win or lose. I just watch it for the entertainment value. I will watch it every year, but I will not watch the sports championships every year, if that makes sense. So In a way it's kind of Evo. Oh, so I'll watch that every year, but yeah.
I've got three streams going at once here, and my eyes are glued to the screen. Evo is my sports ball championship of the millennium. I'm super hype.
There you go. Cool. Was that it?
That's all of them.
All right.
Two came in last minute. Thanks, guys.
So, question of the week?
Sure. Evo.
Kidding.
How was it? Good.
I'm hoping you're writing this down.
No.
No? Okay.
Was I supposed to?
We don't have one right now, so.
No. I think Jeff and I just nailed it.
Oh, you want to talk about Evo next week?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
At Evo. there's so many different games that you talk about. You could talk about how much you don't give a shit or how much you really do give a shit. Let's just do Evo ?
If we do Evo ? I can tell you we'll get emails.
Yeah. We totally
and then no one else will listen to the show that didn't email.
And that's fine. Right. Nobody cares about the show anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll make it quick.
All right. You send your email to email
at interactivedistractions.com.
Email at interactivedistractions.com. I don't care. Send us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337.
Why don't we talk about the whole fighting game community thing? Bad rep, good rep. What's going on with that shit?
Sure, you can roll that into Evo? ?
All right, Evo.
It's part of the fighting game community, question. Right?
I mean,
Evo.
All right, let's finish this. You can get us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. And you can get us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
Geoff.
You can get us on Facebook, Google Plus, and Steam. We are Interactive Distractions. Just search for us, and you will find us. And you can also come over to Retroids and join the community and join in the conversations as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't forget, we are on the Stitcher Marketplace now. So you can go there and rate us and listen to us on Stitcher Radio as well.
Sweet.
That's it. You guys have anything else before we wrap up and get out of here?
Yeah, dude. Days of Goo still coming up. I'm still going. It's still going on. You should still go.
And I'm still depressed because I can't go.
Oh, that sucks.
I know. Bad timing. But anybody listening to this, if you are in that area, you should definitely go. It's bound to be a great time, and I would love to go, but I'm unable.
Sorry, man.
That's all right.
I'll have fun without you.
I know. I know it's hard, Jason, but just try. Just try. Cool. Well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell some friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zune Marketplace, please leave us a review. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason. Moose. And that's Jeff.
Did he step away?
Yep. Just finish it. Moose.
Play your games and we'll talk to you next week.